Exclusive, Senator Mark Wayne Mullen, Democrats aren't fighting for the American people. By Elizabeth Weibel on October 4, 2025. During an interview on Breitbart News Saturday, while talking about the ongoing government shutdown and how Democrats are advocating for health care for illegal aliens, Senator Mark Wayne Mullen, ROK, pointed out that Democrats aren't fighting for the American people. While talking to Breitbart News Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle, Mullen predicted that Democrats would continue to fight throughout all of the rest of the next week, and that either on Thursday or Friday, Democrats would reopen the government. Mullen said, "They're going to continue to fight through the rest of the week. All next week, and I think on Thursday or Friday, they'll reopen the government. And the reason why I say that is, the following week Congress is scheduled to be out, to be back in your state working. A lot of these Democrats that aren't up for re-election, they're going to go on vacation. And then the DNC, the Democrat National Committee, has a huge swanky fundraiser next weekend, Friday and Saturday. It's one of their biggest fundraisers of the year. And the senators that aren't going on vacation are planning on being down there to speak at it. Because all their big, Hollywood, elite donors are going to be there, and they don't want to miss out on it. So, that's why I think they'll probably open it up Thursday or Friday of next week," he added. In response to Boyle pointing out that Democrats such as Representative Maxine Waters, DCA, and Representative Ro Khanna, DCA, had admitted that the government shutdown fight is regarding Democrats advocating for free health care for illegal aliens, while Democrat leaders are denying that that's what it's about, Mullen described them as doing a sleight of the hand. He went on. Vice President J.D. Vance explained it the best, "It's a sleight of the hand. That's all they're doing, they're just sleighting the hand with the card trick when they start trying to deny it." But, right before Hakeem Jeffries was on with Jake Tapper, I was on with Jake Tapper, and I said the same thing that he talked about to Hakeem. And Jake Tapper actually admitted that I was right, on TV. And then he had the opportunity to defend it when Hakeem Jeffries was on there. So he couldn't back out from what he said, because he had agreed with me right before then. It's interesting though, because they're just dumbing down on this. And this is the exact same policy that lost them the election in November of last year, Mullen said. The American people don't want to provide health care for these illegals, especially to the tune of 20 million illegals. This policy of pandering to the left, and pandering to the criminal activity in these cities. Democrats are just doubling down on it. It's like a coach that can't admit that he's failing because his play schemes aren't working. I mean, you got to change the game plan every now and then. Because if you're getting your butt kicked in the first half, you're going to get your butt kicked in the second half, employing a football analogy. And this is what's happening right now. This is the midterm election that we're talking about. So, we're in the second part of this butt-kicking that the Democrats have got themselves into last November. If they continue this policy, great, because it's going to. They're not fighting for the American people, they're fighting for the radical left. Mullen continued to point out that the Democrats' favorability was the lowest it's ever been, adding that Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, DNY, were leading the Democrat Party down this woke movement.